begin by awakening. So right from the moment you get up, try to notice the mood of the mind, the kinds of thoughts that are there. You want to be here, you don't want to be here, you feel tired, you feel inspired. Whatever it is, use it to deepen awareness. So how do you feel right now? You don't have to define it intellectually, but how is it right now? It's this way, so the body feels like this. So be aware of the body. Not to find anything or get rid of anything, but simply open, awake, attentive. So your body feels whatever it feels. Kind of energy that might be there, you might feel tired or restless. Again, you don't have to define it, it's just ways of remembering, talking about these things. The environment, the temperature in the room, the feeling of people around you, this is the way it is now. So use this sense of acceptance and awakeness as your home ground. Call this coming home, okay? And just keep coming home. So it's not so much the quality of the experience, but the remembering of awakeness, of presence. And a good way to come to this is by listening. And listening is not just about sound, but it's a metaphor for being present in a very receptive way, a way. And that's what we're trying to deepen, that's what we're trying to remember. So this is not a becoming. You're not trying to get a different experience. It's just this experience. And then from this home ground, we can cultivate various practices to strengthen certain types of mind states. So non-becoming, not getting rid of acceptance, awake, coming home. And the attitude of kindness is helpful. So bring your attention to your heart, center of the chest. Welcome the breath there. So breathing in, welcoming the in-breath at the center of the chest. Breathing out at the center of the chest. Breathing in kindness, may I be well. Use the language of kindness, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be free. And then bring that sense of kindness to those around you. So whoever might be in front or might be behind, to either side. Kind of welcome them into consciousness through the in-breath. And then through the out-breath, may you be well. So we develop an accepting and compassionate attitude to our neighbors. This is what practicing in Sangha means. So imagine the person, feel them beside you or wherever, in front. On the in-breath, let them come into your heart, literally into the center of the chest. And the out-breath, may you be well. So we establish the attitude of kindness. Let's get in more contact with the body. Feel your breathing. And I do mean feel it, so don't think about the breath, but actually feel the body breathing. And just start to lengthen the breath slightly. So you're getting more contact with the breathing. So long breath in. Long breath out. Do it in a pleasant way, not in a willful way. Long breath in. Long breath out. So now we get in touch with the body by doing something quite deliberate. But no willfulness. Don't tighten your face and your breathing. It's quite relaxed, long, open, pleasant. No rush. You're not rushing to do anything. Just a simple exercise. Now let's build a posture with the breath. So we're doing this to get in touch with the body, become more aware of the body. So stay with the long breath. Feel your spine. Feel the base of the spine. Slowly walk up the spine. Long breath in, long breath out. Feel the spine all the way up to the neck. So it's the physical sensations rather than ideas. Long breath in, long breath out. Feel the base of the spine. And on the out breath, imagine the spine is growing down into the ground, like a tree, the roots of a tree. So extending the spine downwards into the ground. Long breath in, long breath out, extension downwards. So we're building the posture with the breath. No becoming, no willfulness, just very, make it pleasant and simple, energizing. Long breath in, long breath out, down, extension, rooted into the ground. Long breath in, long breath out, feel the extension upwards. So imagine the spine is growing up, top of the spine, through the neck, through the top of the head, up to the ceiling. Long breath in, long breath out, stretching upwards. Good stretch. So both ways, extension both ways. Long breath in, long breath out. Rooted down, growing down, extending down. And growing up into the sky. So you feel the chest opening, expanding. Feel the neck extending. Long breath in, long breath out, extension both ways. Are you weighted evenly on your legs, on the buttocks? Is the weight feel evenly distributed? Is it balanced? Do your shoulders feel balanced? Long breath in, long breath out. Enjoy the breath. Now let the breath become normal. So you have a nice strong posture. Now come back to listening. Establish awareness. Keep establishing awareness. So now we're here. Posture's clear, the heart's open. I get a feeling for being awake, but not trying to get anything, non-becoming. present, non-becoming, awake. That's the home ground. So now choose the type of meditation you want to do. So let's do the heart meditation. So come back to the center of the chest. Notice the physical sensations there. Feel the breath there. Imagine the breath coming in, going out. Now recollect the image or the name of someone who, when you think of them, it's easy to have a sense of love and kindness to them. Name them and let them be the connection to the open heart. And then on the in-breath, draw that feeling into the heart. So if I were to name my brother, Peter, the name brings up the image and brings up the sense of kindness to him, openness to him. So then, Peter, on the in-breath, feeling it at the heart, and then on the out-breath, may you be well. So it's not, you're not thinking about the person, you're using the name of the person to trigger that sense of openness. It needn't be a strong feeling, so you're not trying to manufacture something you don't have. Even the thought, may someone be well, is the practice. It's a very peaceful kind of thing. One name on the in-breath, one suggestion on the out-breath. So you're collecting all your scatteredness of thought and all that energy back to the heart with this one exercise. Non-becoming, you're not trying to get anything, you're just doing this for the sake of doing it, really. Then bring other beings into that consideration. And then bring yourself into this now. So, how can you bring a sense of acceptance to whatever you feel, whatever you experience? So as you go through other people, then eventually come to yourself and keep that same sense of open-heartedness to your body, your emotional sense. Then it's, may I be well, may I be free. You get a sense of the open heart. So go through some list of friends, family, and include yourself, of course.